Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies to Mountain Views, y'all. I hope everyone was able to enjoy these past holidays that have came through with loved ones, family, friends. I know that the situation definitely has made it different to celebrate the holidays. You know, I know many families weren't able to get together and everything, but being able to just talk to one another, being able to contact, you know, those really special to you and just everyone else, you know, and just wish them positivity, wish them love, wish them, you know, just happiness towards just something more beautiful that's definitely gonna come into all of our lives. And before anything, y'all, Happy New Year. 2020 is finally fucking done. Jeez, yo, it's been a fucking year. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I know that I've been away for so long. I appreciate all my supporters and all my listeners and everybody that has hit me up throughout these past months asking about, you know, what happened to the podcast and everything. Definitely throughout these next few episodes, I'll definitely get a little more personal and talk about even like my own struggles, you know, since my last episode. But we made it, y'all. Like, I know, like, I see so many like posts coming up and talking about like, yo, you know, so what, like, it's a new year, but the same shit is still, you know, happening and whatnot. But you know what, like, I honestly feel that generally us, like, you know, we take this new year as really like a fresh start, and it's like, yo, like, this is a whole new decade. We just got time. Like, it's funny because I was talking to my lady and I'm just like, yo, like, we're dead ass almost close to 30. But it don't feel like it. It don't feel like I'm close to 30 or nothing. Like, I'll joke around with some of my friends and I'm like, yo, 30's the new 20, 40's the new 30. I just feel like as we continue to get older, we don't realize it, but we continue to just feel more livelier. And I just feel like with our generation, with those late 80s and early 90s and even mid 90s babies, we're different, y'all. We're definitely different, but it's our time. And what I mean by that is, look at everything that's out right now, you know, from the music, from clothes to some different companies and stores and everything, and the way that they were built from the 90s or the early 2000s to where they are now. This is definitely our time to grow. This is our time to create. This is our time to take over. This is our time to legit do whatever the fuck we want and to just kill it. Like, we're gonna make so much shit in the future. And like, I really see it happening. Like, even with everything that occurred this year, yo, and everything fucking occurred this year, yo, but I just see so much development happening after 2020. Like, I joke around with my lady and my family, my friends, and I'm like, yo, when kids in the year 2050 are learning about 2020, yo, and these textbooks better not cap, the real history, what really happened. Like, we were a part of this, and we're, from now on until, you know, we take our last breath, you know, we're really forming the new world. We're really forming the future. And this past year was really some shit to where I just feel that everybody's gonna get on their shit. Every like, and you know what? It still might take people some time, which is okay. You know, because as we feel that time is just moving forward, time just never stops. We also have to remember, yo, we live out until like we're 70, 80, 90, you know. And yo, there's actually still time for us to do and achieve all of the things that we want. But this is where my episode comes into play today, and it's all about that manifestation as well as taking accountability to make sure that you achieve that manifestation. So before we go into the whole concept of this episode with manifestation and accountability, I'll definitely just talk a little bit of just my absence. And you know what? Like, I'll tell y'all, yo, real talk, like, it was definitely difficult for sure, for sure. Like, the past 6 months, I'll say, like, between my last episode till now. And not more on physical stuff, but definitely internal for sure. Like I was like, I definitely was in my head a lot throughout these months. I know my lady and I, we definitely, and I appreciate her so much because we were able to really just, you know, sit down and just talk and converse and express and open up to each other about, you know, the pros and cons of just our lives, you know, right now. And it definitely just took some time for me to just want to come back to this, just because it was I feel like I would definitely tell you I was discouraged at first, because I want to say COVID hit and then everybody and their moms just started doing podcasts. So I know my mentality at first, when I first started doing it, I was just like, yeah, like I'm gonna put all this content back to back and I'm gonna stay consistent and I'm just gonna want, you know, I wanna be like one of the best like podcasters. And, you know, I got to the point where when I hit that Unity episode, just everything that was happening in the world, you know, shit in my own personal life, and I remember I was talking to one of my homies, and it was just like, yo, you know what? Like, one of the reasons I haven't put nothing out is because I don't want to force it. And I've never been that type of person to, you know, say something and not follow what I say. You know, the last thing I ever want to be is a hypocrite, you know, especially with, you know, just being as positive as I can be myself. I knew that, like, my mindset wasn't as positive as I wanted to. So I would, you know, I would draft a lot of episodes up and I would have so many ideas, but I was just in the cut, like, damn, like, nah, I don't want to do this. And I just kept it moving. And it really bothered me for a little bit, I won't lie to y'all, because I was just like, yo, fuck, like, I really could just be producing a lot of these episodes, especially for the fact that I know that, you know, people listen to it. And I was just like, yo, damn, like, I know I definitely want to get back to this because I enjoy it. Like, compared to wanting to be monetized and just doing it because I enjoy it, I was very conflicted. But then I really just got over the fact of it being monetized, where I was just like, yo, you know what? If it does get monetized, yo, dope. I love it. Let's go. Let's get paid. You know, But if it doesn't, that's fine as well, because I'm doing this because, for one, I definitely enjoy talking, if you haven't noticed. But I just want to be able to reach out to different people. I want to be able to converse with different people and try to help as best as I can to either make your day, make your week, you know, and flip that negative right around into positive. And because, you know what, like, as different as we are all around, We all go through similar shit. We all go through things that we just have to fucking fix at the moment. We have to be quick on our feet, or we just, yo, we have to just focus on what's in front of us at, you know, at the time, and, you know, get past that first before we can focus on something else. And I feel like 2020, we all, because I knew, you know what, and I was talking to my lady about this too, and I was just like, yo, like, it's not just me. Like, I'm not the only one that definitely feels like this. There's so many people out there dealing with whatever they're dealing with that are just, you know, either in their own head, trying to figure out things, trying to, you know, make ends meet, you know, and because yo, shit has definitely been a struggle. But now, how do we flip that struggle and turn that shit to the grind? And that was definitely the focus for me. And yo, like, I definitely had to do some, like, deep digging, like, even just internally for myself, because, you know what, like, I want to say, and I'll be real with y'all, like, I want to say, even through just this pandemic, like, I just never been in this position ever in my life. So, you know, from just living with my parents to, you know, doing what I gotta do, growing up and even in my early 20s to now being on my own and living with my lady and Louie and, you know, just developing our own family and just trying to hold, you know, trying to hold what I hold down myself. Yo, like, it was just a brand new, like, insight for me. Because now, like, yo, you know what? And the best thing about it is I've just learned so much about myself throughout this time. And even more, like, I just learned so much about everything. So it's definitely now just all that knowledge that I gained throughout these few months. And now it's just, yo, let's apply this shit. Let's make this shit ours. Let's, you know, take these risks. Let's do things out of our comfort zone. And because you know what though, and I'll tell you straight up, yo, life is fun, y'all. Like, and I had like, I was talking to my lady again about that. I think we're gonna have to like measure how many times I mentioned how much I talked to my lady. but we have to, like, yo, life should be fun, you know. And especially throughout this whole bullshit, throughout 2020, we've had to limit ourselves so much. Like, and then, you know, especially because we're also trying to be safe, and then we're also just not trying to be assholes, you know, to the world and to society, even though we do have those assholes that just don't care. But it's at this point to where we don't know what the world's going to be. We always have some bullshit every election year or whatever the case is. But at this point, we don't know what the world's going to be. And from my eyes, since I've been born and breathing and everything, we've just always adapted. We have always really analyzed everything around us and then just continued to live our lives. And I definitely feel that mindset is definitely just coming soon, but we're definitely at a different state of mind to where we're just gonna do it at our own pace. And I love that the most, because and the way they say that not everybody learns the same way, it's the same way that, you know, everybody's gonna break out their shell eventually, but everybody's gonna do it at their own pace and their own time. You know, once again, this, everybody has a different focus. Everybody has different priorities. Everybody has different goals. Everybody just ends up having their own specific journey to lead them to that successful life and just happiness that they honestly have been striving for. And that's why, yo, like, this, when I say this is our year, this is gonna be our decade, yo, because, yo, we've been through it, you know, and we've read stories, we've heard shit from my parents, family members, you know, older friends and everything about, you know, the things that they went through in their lifetimes. And this is one of those to where now this is our time. This is where we're gonna grind and we're gonna go strive for the things that we want, for the opportunities that we want, for the accomplishments that we want to achieve, so we can just be able to live as free and as happy as we want. So there's three quotes I definitely want to share by the great and late Kobe Bryant. And the first one is, curiosity, I think, is the most important quality you can have. With curiosity, you figure things out. You're always looking for ways to get better or always looking for reasons why certain things work. That curiosity leads to knowledge. The second quote is, the most important things is to try and inspire people so that they can be great at whatever they want to do. And the last quote, everything negative, pressure, challenges are all opportunities for me to rise. And I use those three quotes in general for the aspect of manifestation and accountability because of the way Kobe Bryant worked for his accomplishments. The way he grinded for those five chips, the way he grinded for that MVP, the way he grinded once he retired and started to really live his life and be with his family, really like work his way with Gigi. And we all saw how she was really developing to be a future star. And just all of his just works, from his Oscar to everything else that he was planning to do. And that's why I'm really strong about the aspect of manifestation along with accountability, because we all want shit. We all want that house. We all want that car. We all want that type of lifestyle. We all want that stability. But as much as we go and manifest everything that we want, we also have to hold ourselves accountable and put that effort in to making sure that we reach that manifestation. And I know that was definitely something I had to really put in my brain for the past like 6 months, because it was just like, yo, like, you want this, you want that, but you ain't really put the time in it. You ain't put the work in it. You ain't put the effort in it. So even like as the universe, and I'm holding quotation marks, but as the universe, why should you get that? And it really just started to like hit me more when I was just conversing with just other family members, friends, and even just you know, regular random people. And yo, like, effort is so huge in life. You know, whether it's your individual self, relationships, your job, your career, and just life in general. The things that you want, you gotta put the work in. And that's definitely something I feel like we all have to go back to. As much work as we already are putting in now, it's just like, yo, continue working, continue grinding, because you're gonna see it. You're gonna feel the accomplishment. You're gonna feel all that motivation to want to just continue to strive and achieve your goals. And it's just like, yo, fuck it, because there's no plan B. There's no turning back on some like, yo, I can, I'm good, or I can just go and, for example, live back with my parents, or I got somebody that can hold me down. Nah, that for others, there's no turning back. There's no plan B. So it becomes one of those like, yo, fuck that shit. We moving forward. We gonna follow our dreams. We gonna continue grinding. Unfortunately, we still gotta deal with the bullshit. But in due time, we won't have to deal with that bullshit no more because we've worked so hard and we've put all that effort in to what we want to achieve, into everything that we got in our lives, for everything that we have to be grateful and want to be thankful for. Like, yo, real talk, man. Like, it's so dope because I won't even lie to you, I'm a hopeless romantic. So the fact that I'm able right now, like my position right now, like I have a beautiful apartment with an amazing lady with a dope ass dog. And if you would have told me 5 years ago, yo, Ramon, this is gonna be your life, I'd be like, nah, y'all bullshitting. Nah, that's not really it. I'm still gonna be out here in these streets, and I'm gonna be in these clubs, and I'm gonna be doing this, that, and the third. But deep down, I've always known that I definitely just wanted to really start building my own family. And even throughout these months, like, I can definitely tell you, I've been so grateful, thankful, appreciative for just having my beautiful lady and my wondrous son. Like, you know, they definitely have been centerpiece life. And I really think back of how that manifestation is so powerful, because I've been speaking about, you know, having a dope woman in my life and just really start building a family. You know, deep down in my brain, like, if even if I have not talked about it so much in front of people, like, it's always been something that I know I definitely wanted. And to look on it now, and it's just like, yo, like, this is something I definitely have. Now I have to hold myself accountable to be able to continue to show this love and continue to build on our happiness and continue to build on our family and continue to just want the best for all of us. And I feel like that's definitely the approach we definitely need on life. And it's just the aspect of, yo, what you have now is definitely amazing. It don't matter what you have, it don't matter if somebody thinks it's not that much, you know, compared to them. Fuck that shit. What you have, and you know, from shelter to, you know, family, and even having just close people around you and trustworthy people around you, like, we definitely have to just remember the little things, for sure, for sure. Definitely remember the little things and then continue to build up on those little things to where they really meet everything that we want. So, yo, live your lives, y'all. That's definitely, I know for myself, 2021, I'm definitely gonna live my life again. You know, we definitely were limited and we definitely held back in 2020. And it's one of those to where we can still do everything that we want, as well as continue to adapt to what the world is right now. And it's all about continuing to grow and develop and be better than what we were yesterday. Yo, listen up, y'all. This has actually been a pleasure to just come back and talk on the mic. And I can't wait to upload this for everyone to hear. I can't wait for the feedback. I know that it's been a long time coming, for sure, for sure. But we're wrapping up this season one. This is definitely the last episode of season one. I'm officially making it the last episode of season one. And The next time y'all hear me, we gonna start season two. We gonna have some different sounds, some different transitions, and I'm definitely gonna talk about how I want us to start the rest of these podcasts from now on, because I want to be able to network and I want to be able to converse with many of my listeners and others that are just chiming in and have something they want to mention or talk about. So I know it's definitely just being able to connect with the world. And that is something I know that I'm building up for 2021. And it's just being able to, you know, sit or talk and just being able to just converse about how we can really develop and be more positive with our lives. Yeah.